2VM on the phone. Barnaby Joyce, who's the acting Prime Minister, while Prime Minister Scott Morrison is over there doing the... where is he, in Scotland or somewhere?
Glasgow.
All right. So you've got the job. You've got the job, Barnaby.
Yeah, it's a great honour, and it's incredible. I'm just standing here at Limbrive, which is a little village where I went to primary school for a bit, and so it's an incredible honour. And it's one thing that's different about our nation that we have prime ministers and acting prime ministers and deputy prime ministers and ministers who don't come from royal families or, you know, certain special people. They're just ordinary people who lived ordinary lives who've got the incredible honour of representing our nation. So, incredible honour for me today, acting Prime Minister of Australia, and heading out to your neck of the woods.
Yeah, so you're up early, going to be at GrainCorp Industrial Drive here in Moree at 10 o'clock. It's to open a key section, which is 29 kilometres, of the Narrabri to North Star section of the Inland Rail. So what are you going to be doing at GrainCorp?
Well, the main thing is to show to Australia that we're getting on with the job, that we're actually building this rail. It's 1,716 kilometres from Melbourne to Sydney. And what this section does is going to help us with the harvest and the moving of trains backwards and forth, and ultimately becomes part of a railway line that will have trains 3.4 kilometres long, travelling at around about 110 kilometres an hour between Brisbane and down to Melbourne, hopefully, and we've already started the business plan to get them into Gladstone. Now, what else does that mean for the people in Moree? Well, it means that, yeah, you've got the Port of Newcastle that you can be able to send your grain down there, but in the future also have the Port of Gladstone, and you'll have a bit of more competitive pressure, or you can use the Port of Brisbane. So it's making our nation a better and stronger place, and it's something that the Nationals fought for and got. Every time you see that railway line, I think the Nationals got it.
Yeah.
During the negotiations, Malcolm Turnbull, at the time, he wanted Western Sydney Airport, and I, on behalf of you, said, no, we'll have the Inland Rail.
Yeah, and just in time for harvest too, which is good.
Yeah, which is incredibly good. Now, watching, hopefully, the weather sticks with us. We had a few hailstorms going through. I hope you guys didn't get hit with them, but let's just hope, get the grain off, get the money in the bank, keep the bank manager happy.
Yeah, so anything else? Mark Colton will be with you today.
Yep. Great to see Mark again. And Mark's been driving this Inland Rail project so hard for so long. I know that Mark gets an incredible sense of satisfaction out of going along the road and seeing all the work that is going on with that railway line. And I know that it's a project that he wants to see through to the completion. I always joke with Mark, and when it's finished, we'll have to name a bridge after him or something.
So after you finish today, you're heading back to Sydney?
No, I'll head over to Inverell, say good day to them, and head back down to Tamworth and just getting around the electorate for a bit. And then I think I've got to go to Canberra towards the end of the week.
Are you still doing those Zoom meetings these days?
I can't stand them. you can't really. If there's one good thing about Zoom meetings, is you can sort of inspire people to shut up and get to the end of the meeting. Sometimes when you put them in a room, they talk for a bit, but in Zoom meetings, you can't really do it in depth like you do one-on-one and get through the detail like you do one-on-one.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's sort of missing something, isn't it? It's like trying to teach kids over telly. You can't really do it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, have a great day today. We'll look forward to seeing you up at GrainCorp Industrial Drive here in Moree at 10 a.m. with Mark Colton. Have a great day, Barnaby.
Okay, thanks. I look forward to seeing you guys up there.
Okay, thank you.